In order to have classes, there has to be at least 8 students. Okay? So, it's not practical to have fewer than 8 students in a class, because Andy Seymour has to pay his teaching staff. Lessons, yeah, they go on for 8 weeks. So, say for example you're going for listening and speaking classes for 8 weeks per term. That's 16 hours. 16 hours per term. Well, it's not a great deal. 16 hours per term. Well, you do more than 16 hours a week on the pre-sessional. So, you know, don't expect miracles from the IESP language program. What it's doing is providing what we call consolidation. To consolidate means to support what you've already learnt, for example, on the pre-sessional course. Okay? Or it may deal with certain aspects of language which are cause the most problem with international students. Okay, so I've talked about study support, I've talked about language support, now I'm going on to counselling. Early in the term, most of you came for a lecture given by Shanaz Raven. Do you remember her? Remember Shanaz? She's a student counsellor. She's a international student counsellor. And Shanaz, as you know, she's a very sympathetic lady. She's very experienced. She was a student here at Reading University many years ago. She's from Mauritius, which is a tiny island in the Indian Ocean. And she came here. And she's been through all the problems. She's faced all the difficulties which many of you face during your time when you're studying in a foreign country. But she's part of a team, and this includes the study advisory team, and there are also what we call support officers and associates. And the associates are people who are actually studying counselling, and they sort of give voluntary support to the whole team. But normally you would be dealing, if you need counselling, you would be dealing with the professional, fully qualified counsellors. There's an appointment system, you can't just, you can go there and then they'll arrange for an appointment, or you can go to your personal tutor who will ring up and arrange for an appointment if you feel you need counselling. And I did mention earlier what counselling is. Counselling is all about dealing with problems. For example, you may just simply lack motivation. You just can't get motivated. You may feel stress. Stress is often a cause for you to go and get counselling. And these people are very good at knowing how to help you if you're feeling stress. One problem for people living in a foreign land, studying through a foreign language, amongst a bunch of native-speaking students, is loneliness. And the counselling service can help you to deal with being lonely. Loneliness can be brought on by the fact that you feel alienated against the people, the country you're living in, the system that you're working in. It's a natural instinct. Loneliness can be caused by feeling homesick. Or loneliness can be caused by the fact that you simply find it difficult to make friends. Yeah? Everybody feels lonely at times. The student counselling service can help you get through that. What the counselling service does, it provides confidentiality. Now I'll explain this word. Confidentiality is anything that you say to the student counsel is completely private between you and a counselor. It will not be reported, it won't even be recorded. The counselor may not even write anything down unless you agree. Okay? So that's what confidentiality means. So don't be scared to go and talk to your student counselor if you feel the need. And often you feel a lot better afterwards. Students have told me this. I personally have sent students to Shanaz in the past, nearly every year. And they've come back feeling better, more relaxed, more self-confident, even less lonely. They provide advice leaflets, and also they provide what's called peer support. Now, peer support, the word peer, you know, you're all peers, you're all fellow students, and they suggest ways of you making friends, building up a team of people who, you know, support each other, students, fellow students.